Nath, researchers in Melbourne are attempting to extract enough DNA from a clump of a Tasmanian tiger, bit of the hair, to create a method that could detect if the extinct animal still exists. Now, if you're just joining the Jimmy and A show, Nathan and I are believers.
I've always been a believer.
That the Tasmanian tiger is somewhere out there. And he and she are just hiding somewhere.
Never seen it, but you know when you get the feeling.
I have not had a sighting, no, but I do have a feeling that it's...
I reckon I've heard it.
Tassie Tiger's still... You know, you're so right. Yeah. World-renowned thylacine hunter Michael Moses has spent decades searching for the marsupial in Victoria. I mean, that's...
Someone needs to give him the heads up.
Yeah, it's... It's not the Victorian tiger.
No, Mike.
He was very, very happy when he discovered Richmond. He's like, hang on. There's a whole bunch of them here.
We're close.
It's Jackie Riewoldt. Just tackled him to the ground. So Mr. Moses sent a sample of thylacine hair to a company called EnviroDNA, which they will attempt to create a profile that will be used to detect. So they get the DNA of the animal. It could be any animal. This time it's the thylacine. And then they can use science to see... Test the water and test the soil.
See if it's been around.
So you don't actually need to see it there.
Okay.
So this would be absolutely huge.
This is massive.
So it got me thinking, Nath, as you just said, you haven't had a sighting.
I haven't seen it, no.
No, I haven't had a sighting. But I want to ask a bit of a long shot.
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
I want to ask, on 13 10 60, have you seen the Tassie Tiger?
That's what we're going with.
I know it's a bit of a long shot.
It is a long shot.
Because it's classified as extinct, which means it's not out there. But you and I are believers, and I reckon there are people out there who've seen it, and that's why I want them to call.
I'm happy to open it up a little bit. Have you seen, like, a cat that kind of looks like a Tassie tiger?
No, that's not what I want. That's not a
Have you seen just a tiger in Tasmania?
Have you watched the Richmond Tigers?
Do you know who Jack Riewoldt is? That's what I...
Are you a fan of Dusty Martin? No, I want.
You want to go just with the Tassie Tiger?
Yeah, I mean, if you want people to call for that.
I'm happy. If people want to call up and say that you've seen some sort of tiger, if you've seen some sort of big animal, like a shadow.
13 10 60, have you seen the Tassie Tiger? Not have you seen a shadow.
Okay. I'll accept the Tassie
or
Tiger.
Or a common house cat. Some sort. I want a sighting. Hobart, help me out.
Have you seen the Tassie Tiger? Do you know someone who's seen the Tassie Tiger? 13 10 60.
Nath, we just have asked a very tough question. It was a bit of a long shot.
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yeah, long shots when we ask a question that we don't think anyone will call. And I'll be honest, no one has called. No one has called the show. And I'm a little bit upset, Hobart, because...
It doesn't surprise me. You know, it's tough.
Look, if you just joined us, I was talking about the Tassie Tiger. There's something being done. It's this bloke in Victoria. He's using DNA from a Tasmanian tiger skin, some fur, to see if it's still out there using science. Now, Nathan and I are believers. We've never seen... We've never had a sighting, but we do believe that there is... That it's out there. Look, and it hurts me when, you know, look, people... You know, haven't called. I've gone, I'm on the Facebook page. When I put on my Facebook page, and we did put a post up last night, a lady by the name of Kathleen Moore.
Sure.
Love for you to share. This is what she's written. She said, "My father, when he was alive, swore and declared to me that he captured a young Tasmanian tiger, location secret, and then he let it go. I've no reason to disbelieve him, and he was a bushman. He would go walking weeks at a time all over Tasmania with just a swag, a tarp, a billy, and a bit of tea."
You don't see many billies anymore, do you?
Yeah. I just, you know, no one's... Hobart, I really wanted you to call.
It looks like we might have... Just talking to Producer Grace outside, somebody has called.
Somebody has called.
Now, I don't want to get us excited. I don't know what this person's calling for. It might be saying, "Move on, boys, this sucks."
Well, you guys got any movie tickets?
Yeah, this could be. So let's go to him now. Let's go to Dave. Let's go to Dave from Hobart. Hey, Dave, you there, mate?
I'm there.
Now, Dave... Answer this honestly. Have you seen the Tasmanian tiger?
Well, I was driving back from Devonport to Hobart at about 3 o'clock in the morning about 10 years ago, and with my high beams on, something ran across the road about 30, 40 metres ahead of me, and I caught it on my dash cam footage. So I rang quarantine the next day, and they were around at my house within about 2 hours. Anyway, it was that good of footage, and they, it was a 50-50, they called it, but it was enough for them to go and set traps up around the Perth area for a month to try and catch it. But they caught nothing, and there was no end result. But yeah, it was pretty damning.
So and they believe, and you believe, it was potentially a Tasmanian tiger that was on the dash cam.
200%.
Dave, I love you.
Dave, this is massive.
I'd kiss you on the mouth if you're next to me, Dave. This is great news. Dave, okay. Is there any chance that we can get out? Can you give us that footage? Can we share it on the hit pages? Can you do that?
Yeah, I'd have to dig it up. But, it's 10 years ago, but I know I did save it somewhere.
All right. Well, I mean, no rush on it, but I'd love to share it with our listeners if you can get your hands on it.
So, Dave, when you saw, I know you saw, had to watch it on the dash cam, but when you saw it in person when you're driving, I know it was far away, but did you have an inkling of, like, this isn't a kangaroo, this could be a Tassie tiger?
Well, initially I thought it was a fox.
That's a bit more. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't confuse a kangaroo with a Tassie tiger, but I know know what you're saying. They're very.
I've never seen one, mate. I don't know what they look like.
you could Google what they.
Yeah, but I mean, is Google true? You know
maybe
what I mean?
Tasmanian tigers are now hopping around. They could
disguising themselves
as a wallaby,
sitting in pouches.
So, Dave, I guess that was 10 years ago. Are you still look, and I'll be honest, I am confident. I reckon they're out there somewhere. We've got a lot of wilderness in Tasmania. You reckon they're still out there?
Fitty-fitty.
Well, they're still good odds. That's, you know.
I reckon. I tell you, I didn't think we'd get somebody, but Dave, I'm back.
Dave, mate, you have made this the greatest radio program of all time, mate. I love it.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.